There is more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program American Stories. We tell the story God of His Fathers by Jack London. A young man experiences tragic situations. He punishes everyone responsible for his suffering. We like to hear from our listeners. Write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA, or send an email to our new address, special@voanews.com.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. The General Assembly of the United Nations will open its 56th meeting on Tuesday. Representatives of the 189 member countries will attend the yearly meeting at UN headquarters in New York City. The meeting will last about 3 months. Leaders of many countries will speak to the General Assembly during the first weeks of the meeting. President Bush is to speak September 24th. The United Nations was created after the terrible destruction of World War II. It was established by 51 countries in October 1945. The first United Nations General Assembly opened in London in 1946. Now, almost every nation in the world belongs to the General Assembly. A major goal of the UN is to help prevent and end wars. Many situations of tension and fighting are on the list of issues to be discussed during this year's General Assembly meeting. One is the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. Others include the causes of fighting in Africa and the situation in Afghanistan. Reports by the UN International Courts for War Crimes in Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia also will be discussed. The General Assembly sets the budget for the UN. Members will discuss how much money to provide for UN peacekeepers and other organizations around the world. For example, on Thursday, the UN Refugee Agency appealed for security help for Macedonian and ethnic Albanian refugees. Both groups are afraid to return home after 7 months of fighting in Macedonia. Observers say either the UN or the European Union should send a force to protect the refugees. UN peacekeeping forces have been sent around the world. The UN helped clear buried bombs in Mozambique. It trained police in Haiti. It supervised 1989 elections in Namibia. Governments sometimes request other kinds of help. In Liberia, the UN has opened a peace-building support office. In Cambodia, the UN operates a human rights office. In Guatemala, the UN is helping to see that peace agreements are made effective. Some UN activities involve troops. Others involve issues. The UN Conference Against Racism met this week in Durban, South Africa. Delegates to this meeting on racial injustice struggled to reach agreement on some major issues. Arabs demanded that any statement call Israel a racially unjust state. Earlier in the week, Israel and the United States walked out of the conference. They refused to accept that accusation. Such disputes in UN organizations and meetings are not unusual. Neither are criticisms of the World Organization. Some people say the UN is weak. Yet others say the United Nations is extremely important to world peace. This VOA Special English program, In the News, was written by Geraldine Watson. This is Steve Embert.